Hiya, babe. Say, how about it? Ouch!
Did that answer your question, buddy?
The Adventures of Maisie, starring Ann Southern. You all remember Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's famous Maisie pictures. In just a moment, you will hear Maisie in radio starring the same glamorous star you all went to see and loved on the screen, Ann Southern. But first, your announcer.
Yep, I'm Maisie, like the man said. Maisie the Vera of Brooklyn. But right now, I'm thousands of miles from Brooklyn, singing here in the Green Jade Cafe in Tahiti. And how I got here is another story. Anyway, I found out the most interesting subject of conversation around Tahiti, outside of the comical tourists, is pearls. And almost everybody knows the story about the big pearl called the Thirsty Island Pink. I've heard it was the size of a golf ball, and I've heard it was more like a basketball. I guess it's really the size of a big marble. But seven men died fighting over it before it ended up in the Maharaja's collection. What everybody in Tahiti wants to know is how to find the hidden lagoon the Thirsty Island Pink came from. So one evening after I'd finished singing, a young fellow I'd loaned some money to came in and sat down at my table. He was very excited. Well, what's it all about, Jimmy? Your eyes look like you've been inhaling the fumes from the ventilator of an opium joint.
Maisie, you and I are going to be rich.
Ah, come on. Climb down off that cloud before you fall right through it.
Oh, yes, Maisie, we're going to be rich. You're going to be slightly rich, and I'm going to be disgustingly rich.
Well, I'd be happy just to be what they call well off. Tell me, how's this going to happen to me?
Well, remember when I hit you for that $20
mm-hmm.
to go hunting for the lagoon where the big pearl, the Thirsty Island Pink, came from?
Jimmy, don't tell me you found it.
Yeah, Maisie, I did. And it was nowhere near Thursday Island either. Oh, Maisie, look at this pearl. It's yours.
Oh, my gosh. It's as big as a walnut.
Just one of the peewees.
Gee.
I brought another pearl back with me and... Well, what's the matter? You still trying to reach that same itchy place on your back?
Yeah. Back it from reach, Jimmy?
Oh, sure. Oh, and this backless dress, it's a cinch.
Hello? Yeah, that's it.
And let me tell you something about that pearl of yours, Maisie, before you get rid of it. Remember that there's lots of good in the worst of us. And don't ever think I'd let you down.
Well, how could I think you'd let me down when you've given me this?
Well, just remember what I said. There's lots of good in the worst of us. If you only take the trouble to look inside.
Well, look, Jimmy, I'll admit I thought I'd turn that $20 away, especially when my boss here, Quang Lee, told me about you, but I...
Maisie, the reason I'm talking like this is that I may not live through the next few days.
What's the matter? Is the rich life too hard on you?
Well, you've heard of Blackie Schneider, haven't you?
Who hasn't?
Well, he knows I found the lagoon where the Thursday Island Pink came from. And he knows I'm selling one just like it. And he knows that the... Maisie, you just came in the place.
Oh. Have you got a map or anything you want me to keep for you?
Well, quick, give me a pencil or something. I'll draw the map for you and throw the one I'm carrying in the fire when I make a break for outside.
Well, here's a ballpoint pen.
Oh, good. Well, I'm drawing it right now.
Hey.
Shh. I won't mark the spot where the big oysters are. You'll be the only one who'll know because they'll...
Oh, my gosh. Well, Jimmy, why can't you and Blackie Schneider settle this thing?
Maisie, I've double-crossed him twice.
Mm.
All right, there it is, with the latitude and longitude and the general outline of the lagoon. Now, Maisie, you're the only one besides me who knows where the pearls are. Well, here goes nothing. So long, Maisie.
Good luck, Jimmy.
Now, here, Sam.
I think I better put on my jacket and take a little walk just for my health. what happened, Kwong?
Maisie, maybe you better tell Kwong what happened.
I got out of here just as the shooting started. It is written there's nothing more dangerous than being an innocent bystander.
Oh, Confucius, no doubt. He was so right. Your friend Jimmy, he kicked a washtub, Maisie.
Oh. You mean they got him?
Yes.
Oh.
As me, Kwong, would say, he gone through the Great Pearl Lagoon in the sky.
Gee. Where is he?
Well, very bad luck to have bodies in D&J Cafe. We take Jimmy and man he shot and leave them in Kang Su, south next door.
Oh, gee, the poor little guy.
Oh, Maisie, Jimmy double-crossed everybody in Tahiti, so don't feel too sorry.
Well, I didn't really know him well enough to feel sorry for him.
Maisie, you let Kwong say sorry. You're supposed to say sorry.
Oh, excuse me, Kwong. I'm getting in the habit.
Oh,
look, here comes Maurice, the gendarme.
Oh, sure, Kwong.
Ah, bonjour, Maurice.
Bonjour, Maisie. Comment allez-vous?
Je vais bien. Comment allez-vous?
Ah, les Américains. They're funny people. Kwong, you catch some bodies around here?
Who, me? Oh, mais non, Maurice.
Well, we did hear something next door at Kang Su's, but we thought maybe he was just giving some tourists a firecracker hot fudge.
You look maybe in Kang Su's cafe?
Bien, Kwong. I look there.
You try booth number 6, maybe?
Huh?
Well, Kwong doesn't really know. It's just a hunch.
Ah, oui. Lucky for him. Bonjour, bonjour.
Bonjour,
Marie. What happened to music?
Oh, yeah. Hey, Hoagie. Let's stop the piano again. One thing, Kwong.
Yes, Dar.
Did you find anything interesting on Jenny when you searched him?
No. Blackie Schneider searched him first. They not find anything, too. Maisie, you know something you're not telling me, Kwong.
Uh-huh. But I'll tell you about it after we close up tonight.
You know, Maisie, I think we run into Blackie Schneider again. Very bad. Oh, very, very bad.
It's me, Kwong, in here. Who's that there outside door?
It's Maisie Kwong.
Oh, come in, kid.
Now, what's on the mind, Maisie?
Well, Kwong, I know I'm a dope to do it, but I trust you.
You like both of them.
Well, Kwong, Jimmy told me he found the hidden lagoon where the Thursday Island pink pearl came from. What do you think of that?
Excuse, please, I make mark on wall.
What's that for?
Maisie, this 37th time I hear somebody knows where Thursday Island pink pearl came from.
Oh, it sounds like it's a familiar story.
Last year, 63 times. But I hear that Jimmy gave a big pearl to Lu Fong to sell yesterday.
I guess everybody else heard it, too.
But I believe this time he found it.
I believe him, too, Kwong. Look at this.
Oh. He give you this, baby?
Uh-huh. For that $20 bill I loaned him.
Very funny.
What?
It's not worth $20. It's glass.
I don't believe it. He told me to remember there was a lot of good in the worst of us, not to think he'd let me down.
Did he give you a map?
Yeah, sort of. Here it is.
Oh.
What's the matter? You been there before, too?
No. I just wonder if me, Kwong, going to be big fool again and look for pearls.
Hello, Kwong.
Don't
either of you reach for anything, wave to anybody, or scratch yourself, or you're a dead man.
Well, I may be dead someday, but I'll never be a man. Stop waving that gun around like it was a flag.
All right, Maisie Riviera, died for that big pearl and handed over to me.
What if I'd brought a gun instead?
Oh, Miss Riviera, you fascinate me. You're very charming, I like your singing, and you've got a figure that troubles my dreams. But if you don't hand over that pearl before I count five, I'll put an end to the whole business. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Here, take it.
It's better.
Now, watch him take a silly face, Maisie.
Wait a minute, this is no pearl, this is glass.
Now hand me my shooter back and I'll play you a fast game of marbles, cowboy.
So this is what Jimmy gave it. Here, take it.
Thanks. You might as well give him the map too, Kwong. He looks like he came for something and I wouldn't want him to go away empty-handed.
And I was just about to ask for it.
Oh, well, here you are. You will save me money looking for the big pearl.
Thanks. You know, Kwong, Jimmy did find the lagoon. I saw the real pearl he brought back, and it's as big as a filthy island pink. But he got it somewhere in the Tuamotus. So, goodbye, Kwong.
Have a nice trip, Blackie. Stay a long time.
Goodbye, Maisie Revere. Here's something to remember me by.
Hey, cut it out, Al.
There. And I'm going to get another one when I come back a millionaire. Oh.
And you're going to get another of those, too. Now, get out.
What a woman.
The map is gone, Maisie. We never get it back.
That map? Well, that's no good. I made it up from the real map and changed the numbers a little.
Oh, Maisie, you didn't trust me. Where's the real map?
Right here. Didn't you do it on my back with a ballpoint pen?
Oh, very clever, these Americans. Okay, Maisie, we look for the big pearls. 50-50 partner.
It's a deal, Kwong.
We leave in 2-3 days. You do anything you want till then. But one thing.
I know. Don't take it back.
The Adventures of Maisie, starring Ann Southern, will continue in just a moment.
The cruise ship.
Very good customers on that ship.
How was the grass cake business?
Oh, this time we sell 2 bales of them.
You better be careful, or someday there won't be any grass left in Tahiti. When did our little ship here sail?
Tonight, I think.
Oh. It's your captain.
Yes, Mr. Zell.
When do we take off in this sailing ship?
We sail in the evening tide, and if everything goes okay.
He means if Blackie Schneider doesn't pull the plug out of his old bathtub and let the South Pacific in.
Oh, you don't have to worry about Blackie. He's probably 1,000 miles from Tahiti.
Good.
Maisie?
Yes, sir.
Blackie Schneider's arm. Maurice the gendarme knows where. And, Blackie has been watching our boat.
Well, why doesn't Maurice arrest him then?
Very funny joke. Blackie passed on trigger, Maisie.
I guess Maurice figures he doesn't need cross ventilation yet.
I will give Blackie $100 just to stay away from us, if I dare to go and see him.
Oh. Captain, would you take a message to Blackie Schneider for us?
Oh, not me, Miss Revere.
Huh? See?
He's so English, isn't he? Oh, well, wait a minute. I know somebody who's brave enough and dumb enough to go and make a deal with Schneider.
Who?
Me. Give me the $100 and I'll go talk to him.
Oh, me. Kwong, big fool, taking chances of losing my money.
Yeah, but me made you a very even bigger fool. I'm taking chances with my life.
Go away, please. Nobody home.
I want to talk to Blackie Schneider.
Yeah, you leave along the outside door. Who you please?
Me, Maisie Revere. You, Blackie Schneider. You, lousy actor.
Why didn't you say who you were?
Maurice told me you were using a crummy accent and I wanted to hear it. Why don't you give up?
Now listen, you double-crossed me with that map, didn't you?
Well, what did you expect me to do? Bow and hand it over to you? Now let's not be mad, Blackie boy. I came here to make a deal with you.
Or did you come here because you wanted to see me again? All the women feel that way about me.
Look, Rudolph, don't slip your back hair down for me. I came here to talk business, not to admire your manly beauty.
Well, that's what they all say, but when I kiss them, they keep coming back for more.
Tell me something, Blackie. Are you for real?
Now, don't kid around, Maisie. You are nuts about me.
Oh, well, guess you. You may be a burning blowtorch to the girls in Tahiti, but to me, you're just a smoldering punk.
No, come here, go.
If you try anything, I'll take this hat pin and make you the only non-native able to wear an earring in his Adam's apple.
All right. What's on your mind?
Quang Lee and I are going to have enough trouble trying to find where those pearls came from without having to worry about you, Blackie. We'll give you $50 to lay off it.
Not in doing. I want those pearls myself.
Okay, $100. Then you can stay here, and when we come back, if we have the pearls, you can rob us like a gentleman.
All right, Maisie, $100 it is.
Now, will you give me your word not to interfere with our trip?
Yeah, I give you my word, Maisie.
Okay, now I'll give you the $100. Here.
We have 12 hours start already. A government patrol boat has checked us.
And did something trouble you?
Yeah. I have an awful feeling Blackie Schneider is going to double cross us. We should have paid him off in counterfeit money.
We did. Those $250 is no good.
Ah, cleverly, Sonny. I looked at the picture on the bill and wondered why General Grant was clean shaven and smoking a pipe.
Other reasons why you worry?
Well, yes. I'm suspicious of the crew.
Why?
Well, early this morning, they were practicing throwing knives at an outline of you on the door.
Uh-oh.
And later they were arguing about who was going to get your jade ring. Of course, don't let it affect you.
Oh, no, no.
And I noticed that the captain has a gun that says on it from Blackie with load. Of course, it could be a coincidence, but I'm beginning to feel like searching the whole ship for time bombs or something.
Not much else to do.
For instance, what's this big barrel here? It wasn't here when we sailed.
Probably water.
No, it's empty, I think. Wait till I look in through the bunghole here and...
What do you see?
Another eye. Keep your gun on this barrel, Kong. I'll find out if somebody's in it.
What are you going to do?
Well, before I left, the waitresses at the cafe bought me this bottle of perfume and I've been afraid to open it. It's called Tropical Passion. I'll squirt some of it into the barrel and see what develops. Oof, this stuff really reeks. I'm surprised it didn't eat its way out of the bottle. Well, here goes. Whatever's in the barrel can inhale that and gently let it out through his eyes and ears.
Mother, what's in the barrel?
Give me that. Oh, my eyes.
Captain, hey, Captain.
The trouble here.
Captain, we want you to take this barrel and throw it into chains.
Hey, let me have your gun, Mr. Quag. Thank you. I'll get the top off the barrel.
Now it's our friend Blackie, all right.
Are you all right, Blackie?
Holy smoke, what perfume.
Jeez, Blackie, you smell like the exact opposite of a skunk.
Is anybody joke, baby?
Okay, hand over Kong's gun.
Hey, sure thing, Blackie.
Hey, wait a minute, you're on the wrong side, Captain.
Uh-oh, very short joke.
From now on, I'm the captain of this ship. And see that everybody calls me Mister.
Not me. I'm going to call you Tropical Passion.
Okay, Sam, let's get down the bottom.
Well, here we are at last.
Pardon me, Blackie, but would you mind standing downwind for me?
What's the matter?
Frankly, lover boy, you smell. You're just more gorgeous than I can stand.
No, listen, Maisie. We are here in the lagoon, and I don't need you anymore, see? Be good, or I'll leave you on the reef when the tide changes.
Oh, yeah? Well, you'll find out in the morning that this is a big lagoon, and I'm the only one who knows where the bed of the big pearl oysters is.
Oh, you don't know either. It isn't marked on your back.
It doesn't have to be. Jimmy protected the secret pretty well. And if you don't split with Kwong and me, we won't tell you where to dive.
How do you know where it is?
Because Jimmy drew that map so the oyster bed was on the exact tiny spot where my back is always it. I'm the only one who knows.
But I see
you
it.
Already are.
How about that?
It sounded like a canoe or something against the side of the ship.
Hey, anybody home on board?
An American? Sure.
Coming over the side.
Hey, Jack, what ship is this?
I saw this island was deserted. Who are you?
I asked you first, Clyde. And do you have a permit to drive the...
Oh, no. Oh, tell me, I'm not just imagining this gorgeous blonde standing here. Tell me it's not all a heavenly dream. Tell me she's not married or engaged to anybody around here.
Oh, gee, I haven't heard a good old American line for months. Go on, make for the line.
Oh, baby, it'll be a pleasure. I'm Jerry Graham, and I'm learning how to comb beaches.
Now, wait a minute, mister.
Go away, Stanley. You bother me. Baby, I haven't seen anybody like you since I left the Army and came back to the South. Well, well, well.
Well, thanks. I haven't seen anything like you either. Where'd you get those flower sack shorts?
From a flower sack, doll. Where else?
Oh.
Hey, who's this joker here? How come he smells so cute and cuddly? What are you doing in this lagoon, Goon?
You're going to die for pearls here.
Over my dead body, Clarence.
Well, that suits me fine.
Hey!
What do you like? Boots, right?
Get away, Jerry. You've got a gun. Get away, quick.
Think of my hand.
Go along, Dobbin.
Now, we don't have to worry about him. He'll never make it over the reef. I'll split with you, and we'll start diving tomorrow. Look at these beautiful babies. Did you ever see pearls like these before?
Yeah, but they weren't real.
Oh, they are most beautiful. Most beautiful.
So where are those large economy-sized pearls? I want to see some of the size of doorknobs.
Yeah, well, the last time I was down, I saw a really big shell all covered with barnacles. I'm going down once more and get it.
It's too late now, Blackie. The tide's running out, and you might be swept into the reef.
Oh, not me.
Listen, Blackie, untie us and let's divide some of these pearls right now.
I wouldn't think of untying you while I was under, even if the captain was watching you. And you don't seriously think I'm going to divide these pearls with you, do you?
Blackie, you gave us what we laughingly call your word.
My word doesn't mean a thing. I give you my word on it, it doesn't. Yeah, I'm keeping these pearls right in my money bag here. You keep an eye on them, Captain.
Oh, right, Blackie. Macy.
Uh-huh.
Don't look now, but the GI is creeping up on the Captain.
Oh, I hope he has a nice fat club for the Captain's big fat head.
Huh, look like a baseball bat.
Oh, listen to the crack of that bat. It makes me homesick for Ebbets Field.
All right, folks, where's my other pal? Is he down below?
Yeah, Sterling is purling. It's good to see you, Jerry. How about untying it?
Sure, right this minute. As soon as our boy comes up, I'm going to work him over good. He beat me to the punch last time, and I... You know, you're even better looking in the daytime. Will you marry me?
I'll quit kidding around.
Listen, if you think I'm kidding, I dare you to say yes.
Yeah, you'll rush off and be back with a minister in 6 or 7 weeks.
Try me, honey. I'm just a simple American lad, living off coconuts and mangoes and whatever falls off the trees into the stew pot, but... Uh-oh, I hear Junior.
Come up, Blackie. There's a friend here to see you.
Look, I got it. I got the big shell, and what are you doing here?
Now it's my turn, Blackie. Hand over that money,
please. Not a joke. You'll never get me.
Stop
it,
Blackie.
Wait. I hope he makes it to shore.
Well, let's see if there's anything in this shell. I open it right now, quick.
Look at the size of it. You could make an oyster stew out of that that would feed the whole state of Rhode Island for a week.
Say, sweetheart, you never gave me your answer.
Oh. Well, thanks for the kind offer, but I'm sort of engaged to a guy back in Brooklyn.
Well, many times things get too exciting there. I'll be waiting here.
Lizzie, look. Look, the pearl. The big one.
Oh, look at it. It's magnificent.
Wow.
Kwong, that's your pearl. All yours. You're the one who put all the money into this trip.
No. Sissy.
Yeah. It sure makes this one Jimmy gave me look like it was grass, which it is. I'm going to throw it away.
No, don't.
Look out.
Oh, my gosh, it's split open.
Maisie, there was a real pearl inside it. Look at this.
Oh, wow. It's just like yours. It's the same size and everything. Jimmy had the real pearl covered up with a layer of imitation pearl.
My pearl is valuable, but two match pearls like this, who knows how much they are worth? 30, 40, 50,000 apiece.
Sitting there almost threw away a fortune. So that's what Jimmy meant when he said there's a lot of good in the worst of it if you just look inside.
In just a moment, we shall return to the adventures of Maisie.
Well, when Kwong and I left the Happy GI on his little island, he was planning to go fishing. We sold our pearls in Tahiti, and I found myself with more money than I ever had in my life before. You know, getting sudden wealth is very embarrassing. You don't know what to say when you're caught leaving a hotel by the fire escape from force of habit. And I was in Honolulu 4 days before I could bring myself to order the best steak. I was just out of practice. I still automatically swipe soda crackers off the tables as I walk by. What happened to all the money? Well, the whole stock company was stranded there, and they had friends, and their friends had friends, and everybody but me was broke, so guess who else is broke now? And guess what happened to all the friends? And guess what I'm doing? I heard they were looking for airline hostesses, and I'm going to get that job. Come on, Pete. You gotta take Maisie someplace where she can strike it rich again.
You have just heard The Adventures of Maisie, starring Ann Southern. Maisie was written by John L. Green. Original music was composed and conducted by Harry Zimmerman. Supporting cast included Hans Conried, Hi Averback, Peter Lee, Arthur Q. Bryan, and Marvin Miller. John Heaston speaking.